This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
That's right, it's Liberty Time, boys and girls. It's Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan Ebord is, he's covering for others that got some kind of flu or flu-like symptoms, and he's got stuff he's got to get done. So there you go, folks. Work ethic involved all the way with Jonathan Ebord. He's got some court stuff to do tomorrow, and he's staying up late to do it. So in his absence, it's you, me, and Super D. And we're going to do Sacred Fire of Liberty together. Super D, you're normally not with us this hour. There's no room for you.
I know. You guys just totally messed up my nap time here. So, you know, geez, that's all right. The show must go on.
The show must go on. It will. And in fact, it's going to be on second hour. This hour, who cares, right? Just you, me, and Super D. But next hour, Roseanne Lindsay is going to join us, naturopath. You definitely want to be listening for that. So we got a lot. And she's all liberty all the time as well. So we're not going to sacrifice even a sliver, a drop of liberty when we go through the whole 2 hours tonight. So welcome.
Is it
everybody.
Is it a sliver or a drop?
I guess we could be shaving some liberty cheese and it'd be a sliver.
Call it sliverty.
If it's a homeopathic, it's going to probably be a drop. I'll take a dose of EMF detox to get going here as well.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just like I'm breathing in as I'm doing it.
Okay.
RobertScottBell.com. Show notes are up. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to you. Thanks you to all you listening on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication around the country. And, of course, those of you watching on YouTube, all welcome. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Now, outrage. We're going to start with an outrage of the day, of the year, of the decade, of the century. I mean, there's plenty of things to be outraged about. We went back to, 1918, didn't we, yesterday?
Yesterday.
We did the 100-year time drop with the Spanish flu of 1918, because it's 2018, they say, well, it's coming back. We've done things like the Flexner Report of 1910, Obamacare 2010. We missed something about 5 years ago. I believe that's correct. You could do the math for me, if you will. But I think it's 5 years ago. It was called the Federal Reserve Act of, I believe, 1913. So that's 105 years ago. And this plays significantly into this opening story. And I don't know how many of you, are living and dying by credit, because we are now living in an artificial economic world where everything is credit, everything is debt. The growth of our economy is based on debt. Tell me how many people have enough money saved up to last them 2 months, much less 3 or even 1 or 2 weeks, right? How tenuous is this economic recovery if we're calling it that? Well, the stock market has gone sky high. Well, that's where all of the Federal Reserve notes printed out of thin air or entered as computer digits went when we talk about the, what was it called? They didn't want to say inflation of the money supply, so they called it quantitative easing, right?
QE. Mm-hmm.
And so you see where it goes into these bubbles, whether they're tulips or otherwise, whether they're bitcoins or otherwise. And this is the play going on, but you didn't get informed consent when you entered into that debt slave system. Your parents just automatically assigned you that number, so that they could take a deduction for having you. And we've created an artificial reality. Let me just say that. An artificial economic reality, not based on, growth through hard work and savings, but growth through enslavement and debt, or I repeat myself, right, as they say. It's the same thing. So we now have Elizabeth Warren screaming about something else because she's outraged. But I'm going to call her on her outrage, but I want you to hear what she's upset about, and it relates to the Equifax hack, apparently. Give a listen.
We have all been victims of Equifax's hack, or we know someone who has, and we all deserve better. And that's why I partnered with Senator Schatz and 10 of our colleagues to introduce the Freedom from Equifax Exploitation Act, or FREE Act, last Thursday. Our bill empowers consumers to take back control of their personal credit data.
So she's so outraged that she's put together a whole bill that talks about we want to be free from exploitation by these credit agencies, these credit grading agencies, Equifax and the like. Again, I have a hard time having much sympathy for her or anybody that had their data breached. And I mean, listen, I've been in that system. Have you ever had your identity thieved? Super Don, have you met anybody that had, you know, identity theft, right?
I have. Well, I don't think anybody wants to thieve my identity. It probably wouldn't do much for them.
Right? I got Super Don's. Oh, this is good. Oh, wait. Ron, they're coming
after
me.
Oh, never mind. You can have it back.
But you probably have heard of this, some people that have had their identity.
No, I do know. I do know people that have been through that. And for some people, it can be a real headache. In fact, for some people, there's nothing they can do about it.
Oh, it can wreck what you perceive to be your life. Yet I will argue that the moment you enter into that system, your true identity has been stolen. Stolen from you because now you are operating as something less than who you really are. Right? The artificial creation of the state, the numbering, the corporate, the incorporation, all of these things, again, granted life by what? Government. Not God in this case. So you've got the complainants, Elizabeth Warren and others, just so outraged over this data breach. And again, I'm not for data breaches. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm for. But I want to put some perspective on it. But let's hear another clip.
The bottom line is that companies like Equifax are making billions of dollars a year collecting, sharing, and selling highly personal information about you. And all without your explicit permission or without paying you a penny.
Okay, so, you know, it's outrageous, right? You've been made into an artificial creation of the state. You have a number that tracks you. Those Equifaxes of the world can do whatever they want with the data. They don't compensate you for it. It's kind of like putting your money in a bank. You think it's your money, and they charge you for it. Like, why are you charging me? Well, we're holding it for you. Well, the question I have, is it really yours, right? Do you own it, or is it something different in character, in truth, in fact? And that's where we go back to the 1913 Federal Reserve Act when we've been able to, well, the international bankers were able to corrupt the money supply as preceded by the Coinage Act of 1792, what money really is according to the Constitution. And it ain't Federal Reserve notes. And they altered it slowly, subtly over time until it just went bonkers with the decoupling of the so-called paper dollar from gold altogether when the gold window closed under Nixon. What was that, 71? And that, of course, all bets were off. Now we've had boom and bust cycles. And, of course, if you operate in that credit scenario, you're hoping that the stock market goes up forever so that what you save for, theoretically, will be there for when you retire. Yet back in 05 to 08, people lost half of their savings. Is that going to happen again? Well, inevitably so. Now, that is outrageous. I will grant you. And they want to hold these corporations accountable. That's Elizabeth Warren. The Democrats, they don't want you to suffer. They don't want you to have to pay a penny, you know, if your data is breached and you want to freeze your credit. Okay, so I'm not fundamentally opposed to what she's saying. But what really upsets me is the fact that they will not even propose a additional study as to why nearly $4 billion has been paid out to families of vaccine-injured or killed children since the National Vaccine Compensation Act program went into play, 1986, 1988. You want to talk outrage? They're outraged because your credit has been, perhaps, invaded. I'm struggling with this because I don't want to visit violence on Elizabeth Warren or any of these yahoos down there. It feels like it's a waste of my energy. But you're so outraged, you're going to make an entire congressional movement to protect the consumer, and you don't care about the kids in America that are dying, that are being devastated, that are being driven into autism. By corporations, by the way. Oh, sure, they're not called Equifax. They're called Merck. They're called Pfizer. They're called GlaxoSmithKline. And when our CDC, your CDC, gets in there and says that what their products are should be on the vaccine schedule for all kids, now if these kids are harmed or killed, there is no recourse to go after these companies. You're not helping the American people at all, in reality, when it comes to matters of life and death. Not artificial economics, but real life situations of life and death and health. And that, I don't know if I'm expressing the outrage appropriately or inappropriately or if it makes any sense to you, but I'm feeling it more than I'm communicating it. That's what I sense about now. So what about the kids? You care more about credit than you do kids, Elizabeth Warren. And by the way, if you think the IRS is doing a good job, because that's part of that whole system, we got another article here. I don't know, Superdon, if you put it in there. But the IRS apparently paid $20 million to private companies to collect $6.7 million. A net loss of, what, $13.3 million. Yeah. Yeah. This is, you know, because we got to raise more money so we can have more credit, so we can enslave more people to debt, and yet nothing. Cricket. Oh, okay, wait. Let's go to, Pennsylvania. Let's go to Pennsylvania. There's a state senator in Pennsylvania. Very interesting here. At first I was thinking, no, this can't be. It's a senator? No, it's a state senator. It's not a senator on the federal level representing the state of Pennsylvania. But this guy's named Mike Fulmer. And he has actually put something out called informed consent. I mentioned that you didn't get informed consent when you got a number, when you were artificialized into the credit system. You didn't get informed consent when you vaccinated your or allowed doctors to vaccinate your kids, or you were vaccinated. And this guy says, you know what? It's a basic human right. You go back to Nuremberg, you go back a lot of years, and you say, you know, this is a problem. And he actually proposes repealing the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. The thing that makes it impossible to seek retribution from those who have harmed you. In this case, specifically, the vaccine manufacturers. And, of course, they know that it would hit them hard if they removed that act. But it's not important because it's only about equity and credit and debt, not the health of the kids in the United States of America.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you've got any questions about anything we cover here, submit them at robertscottbell.com. Those of you watching on YouTube, there's a live chat group going on. It's a real community online. I love that. And as I'm learning, more and more of you are actually turning on your TVs with your YouTube apps or your streaming devices and kicking back and watching the show. All I would ask, because you might miss some of the things that happened during the break that we'd like you to hear if you were on radio, just go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see a bunch of banners there. Support those who support this message of health freedom and healing liberty. That would be awesome. Now, moving on to a specific health-related topic. Not that the first segment wasn't. I mean, I think about the expansion of a health show that we did, that I did. I don't know if anybody else has done this, Super Don, all the years ago we did this. Mm-hmm. To include things like economic healing and political healing and things like that. And, you know, if we talk about the sick system, that is, the Federal Reserve fiat money system, the artificial money that is not really money by definition, at least according to the Coinage Act of 1792, you begin to equate, as I have, that the economy is running on empty calories. Basically, if you were trying to subsist on Twinkies rather than, you know, whole unprocessed food from the garden in some way, shape, or form that contains minerals. And the Federal Reserve note dollar is like an empty calorie in terms of money. It has no tie to something that was defined actually, definitively, very specifically in the Coinage Act of 1792, which, by the way, has never been repealed. And the stuff that I talk about, just as I do in it, when it's overtly about health and biology and immunology, it matters. Just like the cross-referencing of the children being harmed by the vaccine schedule where you don't get informed consent. In fact, it matters much more than the economic issue that has been artificially induced into everybody's veins without them knowing it. Because the very viability of the next generation depends upon their ability to survive the onslaught of synthetic, toxic, heavy metals, bioactive ingredients that are, you know, kind of allergenicity, that are off the charts, foreign animal RNA and DNA, aborted fetal cells. I mean, we go into that, you get, this is really disgusting. Man does horrible things to man, and woman, like Elizabeth Warren, does horrible things to man. With their wrong-headed focus on just, oh my gosh, they've breached the data. Well, they breached your children, and they may not recover. You know, unless you guys listen and pay attention closely to what we talk about in advanced medicine every Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. So, let's go back into the health realm and go back to our gut. Here's the headline. And I could play I Told You So, but I'm not going to because I don't have the time. Gut bacteria influences gene expression in humans, new research shows. Now, what's interesting about this, Super Don, this is not new to you and me. We've been talking about this. This is epigenetics. But this corresponds exactly to the article, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, where we did another gut article related to cancer, colorectal cancer. And they figured out that, my gosh, if you feed like short chain fatty acids, that's it, into the gut, certain bacteria would really work with that, produce even more, and it would have very powerful cell signaling, anti-inflammatory aspects, and it could be the key to reducing or eliminating, preventing colorectal cancers. And so we were lauding the discovery, but the half discovery was only half of it. Then the second half went to, hey, how can this direct us to develop really cool new drugs? Despite the fact we've just identified that food is the real medicine, and that feeding the good bacteria and replenishing the good bacteria in the gut is the real way to go about it. But there's nothing natural that we can't attempt to artificialize as arrogant medical man. And this, they actually call something called crotonylation, found in the gut, heavy in the gut, and it's dependent upon these short-chain fatty acids, key source of energy for the cells in the gut. But it ain't happening when the bacteria has been destroyed or altered due to any number of factors, primarily among them vaccines, antibiotics, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, if I didn't already mention them, plasticizers, all the things I talk about here. The more we do this show every day, Super Don, the more right we become, as if we could become more right than we already were. Maybe it's the acknowledgement and recognition.
And more humble. Yes, definitely.
Absolutely more humble. No, I won't say screw humility because I really believe in it. And I'm not talking about me being sore. I'm not the only guy or gal. You can read this stuff too and figure it out. I just happen to have a motivation to figure it out because I had a horrible young body ravaged with illnesses and ailments caused by modern medicine and or the four food groups that the government told me I should be eating. Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, potato chips. No.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, we got some upcoming topics that are going to be really great. Like next hour, I got Roseanne Lindsay. She's coming back on Naturopath, natureofhealing.org. We're going to talk about the raw milk episodes in Canada. We've talked about four with Michael Schmidt and some updates on that. Canadians, you're not any more free than we are here in the United States. I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse, but we're going to get into that. Let's see, we've got questions of the day on type 2 diabetes, thyroid issues, gut dysbiosis, inguinal hernias. Man, oh man, we got some cool stuff to talk about. But right now, we got to go back to the plant, not the power plant. I guess you could get power from this plant, but a different kind of plant we do updates on from time to time, including right about now.
Pasty tucci on the left hand side. Pasty tucci on the left hand side. It's a open.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
All right, cannabis update time brought to you by our friends at CBD Sciences plus CBD oil that we utilize here. CBD! Now, what is this first cannabis story, Super Don, that you found? Because it resonates with me because I tried to communicate this issue. When we talk about the federal versus the state, why aren't the feds doing what is obvious that they should have been doing a long time ago? Because it's over. Prohibition on cannabis is over. So why can't they just see it and act on it? They know it's not a Schedule One. They have a patent on it, for goodness sake. Why won't they just go and do it? This article maybe gets to that heart, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, this article here, you could have written this article right here because you have been kind of the lone voice in the wilderness on this particular topic. Nobody has seemed to address this other than you that I've seen. And it has to do with the fact that there's more at play here than Schedule One and the laws and things here in the United States. That there are actually international treaties that we are a part of that have had an obvious effect and influence on the drug laws in this country. Although it's funny, I got to tell you, Robert, today when I was reading this and I was kind of just bopping it around in my head, you know, kind of going, there's a U.S. treaty. I think the reason why when you brought this up, it hasn't really bugged me is because I feel kind of detached from that whole concept. It's like, oh, well, we signed a treaty that says we can't legalize cannabis, basically, right? Because of the drug trafficking fight that apparently the UN is trying to fight here. But for me, it's like I look at the information on this and I go, I didn't sign a treaty. Did you sign a treaty, Robert?
I didn't sign a treaty.
I didn't sign a treaty. But the U.S. signed the treaty. Well, they didn't ask me if I wanted to be a part of that treaty. So I just, maybe it's kind of, a misgiven way of looking at the situation, but you know, I don't feel the personal effect by some treaty that somebody signed or something like that. Although I will acknowledge the fact that it has made this situation in this country difficult because we are beholden to this damn treaty. Was it Obama that signed this?
Well, it goes back further than that.
Further than him, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're going back into the 60s. I think 61.
60s, yeah.
Yeah, 61, and then it was updated in 71, interestingly enough. And then again in 1988, the Convention Against Illicit Traffic in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances.
Right.
But, folks, you have a constitution, right? You think it's, you know, adhered to. But then the government goes and makes a treaty with a foreign country or a series of foreign countries or through the United Nations and signs on to that. And that treaties supposedly now become the law of the land, right? It's in the Constitution. There is actually reference to treaties. But the key that they all forget is that treaties made in pursuance with the Constitution, right? It has to be falling within the auspices of the authority that the states and the people granted originally the federal government, including to make war, make treaties, that kind of thing. And we come back on the 10th Amendment side of things, and we look at what the feds have done, along with their treatying out in violation of the Constitution, their unconstitutional prohibition of a plant that they don't have the authority to prohibit you from. The states finally got wise because the people finally got fed up and sick of it, and this is where nullification has kicked into high gear. 30 states in the District of Columbia now, I think, and more coming. So they can't win on this issue. Now other countries have loosened the restrictions. In Mexico, there's some changes. South America, Uruguay was the first country in South America. They're like, you're part of the treaty. You can't do this. But at a certain point, if you just simply stop participating, what are they going to do? And that's the point of even what Jeff Sessions said in this last week, saying, "Oh, we're gonna crack down on cannabis or marijuana, as he calls it." And, you know, the irony there is, keep it coming, Jeff. The more you push your idiotic prohibition context or concepts, the more there's going to be a rebellion from the states. And ultimately, the feds will finally have to reverse that Schedule One scenario. Except the limiting factor that no one's talking about until this article that we're seeing here, and I want you to read it, and you'll say, Robert, you were right again. And again, it's not because I'm so much smarter. I happen to read this stuff and research this stuff. If you don't, you're not going to know. And if you think the media is going to cover it, forget it. Except this, the cannabis.co finally did. And, well, actually, yeah, that's where it was written in. And so what's going to have to happen is Trump is good at negotiating and renegotiating. Ultimately, he's going to have to renegotiate the treaty or just withdraw from it. You can do that.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes.
No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, one of the interesting points that they make in this article is that we're not alone in being in the situation. You were talking about our friends up north in Canada.
That's right.
At the beginning of the show. And say what you will about Canada. Nobody's perfect. But Canada is, they're looking to legalize cannabis the middle of this year.
Yeah, by the
end of the year. And they as well, by doing so, they're part of that treaty. And they would be thumbing their nose at the UN as well.
And there can be certain treaties like GATT, you know, these NAFTA, CAFTA, all those things. They come with oftentimes fines for noncompliance. So, you know, but again, the same concept. If the United States says no longer are we participating in that side, what's going to happen? The United Nations is going to declare war on America? They already do that all the time, right? So there's not really teeth to the enforcement unless the government, the people in it, are willing, like Jeff Sessions, we've got to crack down, right? But the reality is it's over. Those days are over.
I think the only thing you have to worry about from the UN is they'll write you an angry letter, right?
Yeah, exactly. The angry letter. That's right. Now, you brought up an interesting point, too, Super Don, about, well, I didn't sign the treaty. Well, it's true. And you didn't sign and ratify the Constitution, did you?
No.
Nor did I.
No.
So, at the same time, you got to ask yourself, how did I become subject to whatever it is that restricts my behavior, right? Remember, folks, the Constitution was a guidance document for government to limit and restrict government, particularly the Bill of Rights, right? They don't grant you rights. They simply acknowledge rights that are yours by virtue of your birth, and they are not to be infringed upon by government, right? Those laws not made in pursuance with the Constitution, of course, are null and void. That's where the 10th Amendment on the cannabis and other issues, gun control as well, you can tell the feds, leave. We ain't doing your bidding for you anymore. And they're not going to be able, no matter how much Jeff Sessions pleads, 99% of all police activity against weed was done by state-level agencies, police. 1% by the feds. And there's no cooperation that's going to be happening suddenly, so the feds do not have the capacity to come into the states and start enforcing this stuff. It's dunderheaded police, like in Muscatine, Iowa, that didn't get the memo yet, that are cracking down on things they shouldn't be cracking down on, dietary supplements. Yet we have a Fear and Death Administration that is pretending that homeopathy is dangerous, and it's planting the seeds to try and pull it from the market. I argue they would have to have an act of Congress to do it, but I also say, bring it on, FDA. You keep threatening homeopathy. You keep threatening natural medicine. Even weed. Threaten weed, like Jeff Sessions says, because it's backfiring every time you do it. So I say, bring it on, and it's going to be so ludicrous that the people are going to rebel and say, you know what? It's time to rethink this whole FDA thing. So I'm not frightened of their crackdowns, their attempted crackdowns. I am welcoming them, inviting them, saying, come on, go after homeopathy. Show us what fools you are. And then the rest of the people will begin to see it, too, for the absurdity that it has always been. You're not protecting the people from dangerous food and drugs. You're protecting the companies that make dangerous food and drugs from the people. Can I be any more clear? I will attempt to if I need to be. But Sessions is going after weed.
Good.
Sessions is going after weed, and it looks like the moment he did this, Vermont just went on for full legalization. I think Maine or New England, somewhere else in New England, I'm just reading this thing. It's like the blowback is very rapid now.
You got New Jersey?
New Jersey, even. Chris Christie hates weed, and now they're coming on the new governor.
Well, that's because Chris Christie's no longer calling the shots. They got the new governor.
So the point is, folks, The more they try to squeeze freedom out of you, the more they're going to lose. This hasn't always been the case, but there is a genuine shift that is happening, and we're in the midst of it. So if you're afraid, relieve yourself of the fear and move forward and recognize that the more desperate they become, the more obvious it will be, even on the vaccine issue, how wrong they are and were.
Mm-hmm.
An update on a California couple. Remember this grandma and grandpa driving cross country with like 80 pounds of weed or something?
Speaking of crackdown, yes. This was, when was this? Last week, I think it was.
Patrick,
the end of the week before
80,
that.
70-year-old mm-hmm. wife, Barbara, Clear Lake, Oak,
right.
California, driving
the deal
across
was,
state. Yeah.
The deal was they were driving from California to, I think it was Maine or Virginia or something like that, and they were driving through Nebraska with 60 pounds of weed in their car, and they got pulled over by a cop, and they said, oh, yeah, that's 60 pounds of weed. Yeah, we're giving that as Christmas gifts. And we were laughing because we're like, wow, grandma and grandpa giving weed for Christmas gifts. Well, they got busted on the way back. Driving through Nebraska, no less.
Mm-hmm.
Except this is the thing that makes you kind of wonder whether they really were giving this away as Christmas gifts. They got pulled over and they found a duffel bag with $18,000 in cash in it and a giant garbage bag with cannabis residue in it and notes that are consistent with marijuana sales.
Right. So it sounds like they weren't giving gifts; they were selling.
No.
But at the same time, Super Don. They confiscated 18 grand in cash. They should have more than probable cause because they're going to try and keep it. That's the confiscation laws. And that's wrong, too, right? It shouldn't be illegal to sell the weed, but that's another story as well. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go, and the owls are endangered due to weed next.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Am I trying too hard to get this message across, Super Don? I feel like starting yesterday, like I was so impassioned when we opened the show to just kind of be laser rifled, and it weighs a little bit on me because the topic is so serious for me, and yet at the same time, I like to giggle and play and be silly and laugh, and you know, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm not, but I do. You know, if I'm honest about how my heart feels when I watch people that are enslaved and they don't know it.
All right.
But I can't let that affect me. I can't let that bring me down because there's too much to be thrilled and happy about and excited about just for being alive. At the same time, those who are struggling with the concepts of freedom or struggling with the concepts of healing and they're reaching out to learn, of course, I'm inclined to do anything I can to help those people. And I guess if you're tuning in, listening on radio, or catching it later on, you're one of those folks that I'm happy to be here communicating. So just, you know, ask those questions, and we'll keep going. This is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. That's why it gets a little bit more into the political and economic healing realms. Jonathan Niemord has extra work tonight to get ready for court tomorrow, so he couldn't be with us. So me and Super D are just taking over the airwaves on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And I think that's okay. Now, updates in the show notes, robertscadbell.com. You can see an upcoming event in the Health Basket in Mount Dora that will be on Saturday, February 3rd, 2 p.m. I'm going to be doing a lecture on CBD and neurological health. But you can ask questions about a whole lot of things, and we'll be able to help you out there. That's going to be fun. And there's more coming. Total Health in Canada. Speaking of Canada, we're going up there in early May for the Total Health Show. And that's going to be a blast if they let me in. I don't think I'm being mean to Canadians. Uh-huh. I want you to be free. But when we cover the story next hour with Roseanne Lindsay, you're going to find out how not free you are in Canada, if you didn't already know that. And we've got to go there. We've got to communicate that so you know what you're up against. And maybe you can, through self-determination, strength, tenacity, and self-determination, you can overcome the prohibitions on your freedom to do X, Y, and Z, and we'll explain what those things are coming up next hour. Now, we do have one more. Is this an animal story or a cannabis story or a combination of the two that we got to go to?
It's kind of a combo. And what grabbed my eye, and I mentioned this to you when I saw it earlier today, was the headline. This was on the Drudge Report. Mm-hmm. And Drudge takes the liberty of kind of crafting their own headlines to stories. They don't reflect the actual headline on the article. Mm-hmm. And the way they put this was kind of funny. It was what grabbed our attention. Here's the headline that Drudge put on there. California spotted owl developing major marijuana problem.
All right. Now, with a headline like that, I'm thinking they're lighting up so heavily in California now that it's gone recreational that the owls are dropping out of the sky because they're so high.
Apparently the owls are partying hardy and having a good time. But it's kind of a twist a little bit on the actual headline. The actual headline refers to the spotted owl is being poisoned. Now, they're not being poisoned by the cannabis itself, but apparently in these illegal grows, quote, illegal grows, mm-hmm. that are going on, apparently they're putting out rat poison. And the owls are getting in contact with the rat poison, and it's killing them, which is not a good thing. Now, are you familiar with the California spotted owl? There's some history behind this bird. Yeah. This bird, in fact, in the area that I'm living in right now, that spotted owl had a huge, huge damaging effect to the economy in this area because it shut down all of the lumber mills.
Yeah, the lumber mills. Yeah, because they were threatening to make it extinct. It was endangered. Apparently, they've made a good comeback, though, I've heard. Except until now. Because the illicit, so-called illegal weed growers, apparently, are dropping these rat poison things all over the place. Now, why would they do that? Again, I'm not a cannabis grower, so I don't know this. Do rats love cannabis plants that they eat them? I mean, or I would think if your problem is with pests, you think pesticides. But they're dropping rat poison, and so these rats are dying, and these owls are eating them, and these owls are becoming poisoned. So what is it? Anybody's a cannabis grower out there? Do you know if rats just are gravitating toward cannabis plants?
Maybe the rats are the ones that are developing a marijuana problem, right?
Right. I want to know. I'm just curious. I mean, really, rats are the problem. You don't think rats are going to eat your cannabis plants, but maybe they are. I'm just not familiar with that side of the agriculture. Get back to me. We'll figure it out. All right, next hour, we'll continue with the Sacred Fire of Liberty because someone who loves liberty and lives liberty, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, is going to be joining us from natureofhealing.org. Check her out. We got her on. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Canada because the power to heal, even up there, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.